all that on the RSN website. We need to talk to our mate yesterday, and we didn't back his horse, Richard Cully, who had a great day at Sandown yesterday, training his first. We're on the flat. Good morning, Rich. Congratulations.
Thanks very much. Yeah, it was great.
Hey, well done on the win. I know you're a little nervous because we did want to get you on yesterday morning. You said, no, I'm too superstitious. I don't want to come on before the race.
Yeah, I'm not even superstitious, to be honest. Just before he went to Adelaide, the stewards are shouting over here at the jumps rail.
Well, you're not riding one, are you?
No, I'm going out now in a minute, though. I'm not even superstitious, but he was going so well going to Adelaide, and I spoke to the radio, and he didn't jump out, so I just wanted to let him do the running yesterday.
How did you come about getting this horse?
It was all through Weary. We had a barn full of Weary's horses pre-training, and then when all that happened, the owner knows a friend of mine from Adelaide, and he said just to give us a crack with him. So we're very grateful to get the chance, because we hadn't had any runners before then. So they didn't really have to send it to us. They could have sent it to Kieran or left it in Weary Stables or whatever, you know. So we're very grateful to get it. So it was good. Very good result.
Well, you've done a great job with him, Celtic Blast, and he was well ridden by Johnny Allen. That must have... given both of you a great feeling. Two rivals on the jump circuit combining for a win on the flat at Sandown.
Yeah, it's great riding against Johnny, but he's just riding like a demon at the minute. It's probably as good as he's going around. And the more years he's been on the flat, the better he's getting at it, I reckon. He's just gone from strength to strength. And with Weary not around anymore, it might have been a struggle for him, but he's just shone through, and he's... yeah, he's just killing it.
Well, what are you going to do with Celtic Blast now? Where do you go?
No idea. I wanted to get yesterday out of the way first. I suppose we're going to have to look to a Saturday race somewhere, or a 78 somewhere, and keep poking along. We won't be going Everest via the Cox Plate or anything like that just yet, but we'll keep ticking along and make sure he pulls up well and see what happens after that.
And is this what you want to do more of in the future, Richard? You want to build up your training team?
If somebody's got a fast one, yes, but I don't want 20 to be dragging around, to be honest. We've had a pretty good run with the pre-trainers this far, so that's the bread and butter, and if we get some horses with some good owners and nice people, we'll keep ticking them along, but going every day now is not the plan anyway. But yeah, everyone wants a nice one, so if we get a couple, that'll keep us going.
And back to work tomorrow for you over the jumps at Mount Gambier, or at Sea Raven going around?
Yeah, I actually can't go. Will Gordon's going to take over. I see his one is scratched, but we're at the jumps trials today, so we're trying to find another fast one.
Well done yesterday, mate. Celtic Blast winning at Sandown, and a great training performance.
Thanks. I really appreciate the call.
Richard Cully,